Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about counting our sufferings for joy and the motivation that helps to endure the suffering. Let's continue with that today.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
Count it all joy. We find out in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, that Jesus did that for us. He counted it all joy. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Now, he did despise the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. In other words, the Lord didn't enjoy the trial itself, but it was the joy, having his heart set on eternity, that helped him to count it with joy. Oh, yes, maybe it was divorce or adultery. Maybe it was the death of a loved one. Maybe it was the breaking of a friendship. Maybe it was the loss of job and your economic level has dropped greatly. Maybe it's a wayward child. Did you fail? Did the flesh win, my friend? Did you become bitter, angry, pessimistic, and unlovely? Well, my friend, there is forgiveness. And you're still alive, and you're still breathing, and you're still listening right now to this broadcast. Then, my friend, that means there's also opportunity, that what you've failed in the past, to forget it, and then start reaching forward unto those things which lie before, and press towards that mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, there will be more trials, which means there'll be more opportunity to praise ye the Lord in the fires. Have your focus set on eternity and its joys as you go through the fires of trial. And if you will, then, my friend, there is a crown for you. The motivation that helps us to endure in the most severe trials and circumstances of life in order that we may receive the crown of life is love. Now, I'm a pastor. I have been in the hospital. I remember one time, probably this is the most extreme case, where I stayed in the hospital for nearly 2 days, day and night, with a man who was dying. Now, normally, I go up and I visit, and I'll have prayer with him. I'll have prayer with the family or whatever, and I'll be there for a little bit, and then I'm gone. But this time, I was there a couple of days. It might be our close family members, and we stay there day after day, hour after hour. What keeps us there? Love. It's love that keeps us there. That's what motivates us. Is staying up several days, is that going through all that tiredness and not feeling well and feeling like, oh, man, I just wish I could get a shower. I need to change clothes or whatever. And you go through all of that. Why do you endure that? It is love. Well, this crown of life is promised to them that love God. And it doesn't just say those that say they love God. It doesn't say those that think they love God. The ones that love God are the ones that endure these trials, that endure these temptations. They are the ones that love God because they keep His commandments regardless of the circumstances. That's why the crown of life has been called the lover's crown. In 2 Timothy 3:12, it says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Does it say might? There's a possibility. It says they shall suffer persecution if you live godly in Christ Jesus. That is why today so many of your churches and religious TV and other areas, they look like a three-ring circus. Sounds like a rock and roll concert or what have you. Because if they try to be godly instead of worldly in their presentation, they're going to be persecuted for it, and they don't want that. And they want the world to love them. They want the world to like them. And so as a result, they do those things. They don't suffer persecution. They also, even though they may be saved, do not receive the crown of life. They're like the church of Laodicea that says, "Hey, look at us. We're increased with goods. We have need of nothing." And they may feel, look at all the Lord has done for us. Look at how blessed we are. We have all these things, and all those things are material. And the Lord says, no, you're poor, you're wretched, you're blind, you're naked, and you're miserable. If the Lord says that's what you are, my friend, that's what you are. You may not recognize that until you're in eternity. But trust the Lord. He is right. So yes, you live godly in Christ Jesus, you'll be persecuted. But you can do it when you truly love the Lord Jesus Christ with an aggressive, active love. We must therefore bear our troubles in the Spirit of Christ. Allow the roots of our life, our very being, to grow deep into the love of His person through the Word of God, through prayer, and through meditating therein and serving Him. Then and only then can we look forward with eager anticipation to the crown of life and the joy of heaven. Now, friend, what I've said here applies to those that are in Christ Jesus. You may not be in Christ Jesus. You not only don't have the crown of life, you're not as well off as those that are just saved so as by fire. Those that are ashamed at His appearing, but they're saved. Lot may not have anything to lay at Jesus' feet, but at least he's in heaven. And my friend, I would a million times rather be saved so as by fire than to be in the lake of fire forever and ever. Oh, my friend, listen, hell is a real place. It is forever. And my friend, once you're there, 1 second into eternity, it's too late. You cannot be saved. You need a Savior. We all need a Savior. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God in Romans 3:23. Friend, that includes me, and that includes you as well. God is holy, and because God is holy, God must punish sin. If He did not, He would not be true to Himself. This whole world would be thrown off course. The wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Now, my friend, the good news is that although the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, God is holy. He punishes sin fully. Every sin that you ever have or ever will commit will have a full and complete punishment. The thing about it is that Jesus Christ took that punishment for you on the cross. He had the very wrath of almightiness poured out upon His spirit and soul and body. When His body was buried in the grave, His spirit went down into the depths of hell, because that was our sentence. 3 days later, He rose up victorious over hell and the grave. And Revelation 1:18 says that He has the keys of hell and of death. If you're going to try to make it to heaven any other way besides Jesus Christ, who says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by Me." If you're going to try to make it any other way besides the blood of Jesus Christ, then my friend, what you have to be able to do is to when you die and your spirit goes down into that pit, into hell, is be able to make your spirit come up out of hell, re-enter your body if it's in a grave. If you had yourself cremated, you're going to have to bring all your ashes back together into a body, resurrect it, and then make that body such that it cannot die again. Now, if you have a doubt as to whether or not you can do that, then you need a Savior. And friend, Jesus Christ is that Savior. He is God in the flesh. My friend, when he was shedding his precious blood on the cross, he was doing that for you and for me because he loves us. You see, he came to this earth. He lived 33 and a half years of a perfect life that he did not sin one time. He did that because he so loved the world. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He paid the penalty. He did all the work. Yours is to turn from your sin. And that's what we mean by the word repent. Repent means to turn from. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Give your life to Christ, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. How does he blot out your sins? By his blood. And so, my friend, turn from your sin. Turn from depending on yourself, which is sin. Turn from depending on yourself. Turn from your sin and give your life to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he'll save you. Why not right now, right where you are, bow your head and ask him to save you? You might want to pray a prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I am willing, by God's grace, to turn from sin. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. And thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you and you really meant that in your heart, write us and let us know. The Bible says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. And my friend, if you'll write us and let us know that you've asked the Lord to save you, just put it in a note. I heard your broadcast today and I asked the Lord to save me. And I will send you a booklet titled Building Blocks that will instruct you on how to live this new Christian life. It'll show you how to study the Bible to get more from it. It will also teach you how to pray, what you ought to pray for. It'll teach you some things about doctrine and some the things that you need to do as a Christian according to the Word of God. It'll show you how to lead someone else to Jesus Christ. And I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. Just write us and say, I ask the Lord to save me. Or you might already be saved, but you would like to have that booklet. Maybe you want to use it to help others or to help yourself. You write us and just say, I would like to have the booklet, Building Blocks, and I'll send it to you. Now, please pray for us. We covet your prayers. I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to our Lamp and Light broadcast. Please tell others about us. That's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.